I'm good.
All right. Good morning. We're here for our December 5th Economic Development Committee. So, yeah, item one is called to order. Item two is approval of minutes from the October 31st meeting.
Move for approval, Madam Chairman.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item three is public comment. Do we have anyone here for public comment to our committee? Not today. Okay. Item four is strategic plan activities. We have our new economic development manager with us, Matt Brady.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you, the committee, to be in front of you. The last time you guys met, you identified certain items on the strategic plan and what hanging fruit. In the interest of time, I'm going to go quickly through these. But the first list here are things that we think we accomplish, aligning with regional strategies. We advertised our suite of incentives, both here, state incentives, and county incentives on our website, dedicated town resources and hiring a staff person, and focusing use of economic development incentives on,
Can you hear me now? Incentives and target clusters. So those have sort of been done, checked off. And the next list of items that you all had either identified as low-hanging fruit or were short-term items in the plan are listed here. Outside of adhere to preferred development outcome for each of the town's key economic development zones, which is sort of an ongoing item just in my day-to-day work, most of these are planning-related, updating the code to reflect the comp plan and our economic development strategic plan, variances, patient long-term implementation of strategy and growth and zoning and entitlements, things that are underway, working with other departments to implement these, and should be something that we'll be able to check off soon enough and keep moving forward on. Our next steps, the next big items that we're going to work on in the strategic plan over the next 6-12 months, putting together an RFQ, RFP, kind of to be determined on branding and marketing. We'll seek proposals and responses from qualified firms. We'll continue to strategize with our partners at the county and CRDA on our target clusters. They're all aware of what we're looking for. They're all aware of our plan, but we need to make sure we have regular contact with them, truly like a monthly check-in to make sure we understand what's in their pipeline and how it can fit into our plan, our built environment, and what kind of product we have. We are going to continue to explore an entrepreneurial or innovation center. We don't know what that looks like yet, but we've kind of continued conversations with some of the stakeholders in that sphere. There is a burgeoning but still robust entrepreneurship ecosystem in Charleston, and we want to make sure we check in and plug in with that how we can. Don't know exactly what that looks like yet, but we'll be bringing something back to you eventually. Attainable housing is something that is featured in the plan as well. We will continue to explore what Mount Pleasant can do in terms of that, how we can work with both the Regional Housing Coalition, which has been set up by the Chamber, which I'm a member of, and Charleston County, which, as you guys know, are very invested in attainable housing right now. And transit is another item that's listed in the strategic plan that we will begin exploring options of how we can be a part of that conversation. And then I'll just kind of go down the list here. We have some updates about projects that are probably of interest to y'all. Faison Road, we'll talk about in a little bit in executive session. The Point, we've met with the developer. They've gone through the first reading to get their zoning, and they've gone through approvals for their impact assessment. We'll work with them to continue looking for people who can be good tenants that fit in with our plan in their project. As a reminder, that's about 40,000 square feet, I believe, of economic development space. Mediterranean Shipping, that they've received their DRB approvals, now working with staff to get through all the review necessary for them to start pulling building permits. They're moving their headquarters there. It's about a 25,000 square foot expansion. Cinnabar site, which I think I got it spelled right this time. They zoning was already in place. We're going to work with the developer. They're going to phase this project. It's about 200,000 square feet overall. 100,000 of that will be general office, which is economic development, depending on the tenant. And the other 100,000 square feet is medical office. So we will continue to work with them and with our partners to get good economic development, high quality tenants in there. And then the multi-county park additions. I sent you all a draft resolution from the county last week to essentially amend the multi-county industrial park map. And the two properties that we're asking for consideration of are 301 Ports Authority Drive, which is the Bourne Group, and 75 Port City Landing, which is O-Matic Software. And that address there is the Ferry Wharf, Mount Pleasant, over there near the harbor. Just because there was a little bit of confusion, I went ahead and made a map of where these properties are. Bourne Group is over there near the port. These guys are, they moved their operation over here. They make all sort of signage and other sort of marketing and shipping materials that go on everything from cruise ships to big container ships. And that expansion is about $3.7 million investment, creating 43 jobs. And O-Matic Software over there at Ferry Wharf, a software company which fits very nicely with our strategic targets. And that will create approximately 100 jobs over the next 5 years. And so the county's asking to include them in their multi-county park, which essentially allows them to access enhanced job tax credits. So we would ask for a recommendation from council from the committee to take back to council on that.
I move for approval, Madam Chairman, to add these two parcels and recommend that it go to council with our endorsement.
Second.
All right. Mr. Acapano, do you have a question?
So when you state with this map, I understand you have the stars there, but does that include a certain, is this specific to the business only, or does that end up redrawing the line of the map in a certain area over there?
It is for everything in that TMS number. So it's okay, the entire property goes
TMS,
into the
multi-county. Okay, 100% TMS. Okay.
Right, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other question? Okay. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion passed.
Now we're asking for an executive session.
Okay. Next item up is executive session regarding our Faison Road property. Do we have a motion to go into executive session?
I move we go into an executive session. During that time, the committee would take no action on any item, including any subsection of any section listed on an executive session agenda or discussed in an executive session during properly announced meeting.
Second.
Okay. All in favor of going into session?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We are back from executive session. No action was taken or votes. So if there's no further discussion, we will adjourn.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, guys.
Where are we going? We're going to Washington.